Good morning. You're tuned to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best reception. I'm Pat Shea. I'll be your host of today's Contact Show. Our guest today is Aaron Beatty. He's the executive director of the Du Bois branch of the WPAL. That's the Western PA Athletic League. And he's going to talk about his organization and their upcoming event. It's coming up next month, so he'll be talking about that here in a minute. And we also have Randy Strickland, who's their head coach, and we have one of their boxers today, Gavin, and they're going to talk about what their role is in the organization and what they're going to be doing. We'll get with them in just a moment after this message.
Hi folks, are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
If you're just joining, you're listening to The Contact Show, and today we have Aaron Beatty, Executive Director of the Du Bois WPAL, Randy Strickland, their head coach, and Gavin Rigdon, who's one of their boxers. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, Pat. We're excited to be here.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and nice to see you all here, and I'm anxious to hear about your upcoming event. But I guess before we get into the event, can you give us a little history about the WPAL here in Du Bois in your facility? And I guess you've had a big milestone recently.
But yeah, sure. Happy to, Pat. The Western Pennsylvania Police Athletic League is an organization that started down in Pittsburgh, founded by Jimmy Savetic, who was a retired police officer, started in narcotics and then ended up as a homicide detective. Saw so many different things in his police days that he knew he wanted to start an organization that helped, specifically with the youth in his neighborhood. So through boxing and powerlifting, him and Gary Tallon opened up the first gyms of the Police Athletic League. Police athletic leagues throughout the country start these programs by asking police officers to volunteer and help the youth programs. And now there are 8 gyms throughout Western PA. So Jimmy and his wife, Gloria, were my mentors when I lived in Pittsburgh. They allowed me the opportunity to bring that mission to Du Bois. So about 12 years ago, we started the idea of opening the gym in Du Bois with a lot of amazing backing, businesses and local politicians. We were able to get support and open the gym. And here we are, October 15th, the last year, we celebrated 10 years. We've had over 4,000 kids come through the door, about 500 first responders signed up for our free memberships. And we're just very fortunate. We've seen some great success stories. We've thrown some great events for the community, you know, from mental health to athletic events. And now we're about to throw another great one here in a couple weeks where we're going to feature some, you know, great young talent that's been working so hard at the gym, you know, for this opportunity. And, you know, Gavin, you know, he's been working so hard for that chance. We're excited for what he's about to show. And, you know, Randy's been with us for years working with these kids. And you know, what they get to do on that Saturday in front of a huge crowd, which we almost always sell out for, is it's like nothing else. You know, anybody that steps into that ring and puts their all on the line, you know, they get a handshake and a full standing ovation from me and anybody that I know, because it's unlike nothing else.
That's great. And I've been in your building and I love what you've done to it. You took an old building and rehabbed it, and you have a fantastic looking gym and exercise equipment facility, and you've got a couple other businesses that are running there as well. And I want to thank you for the work you've done with your building. And Randy, I understand you're retired from the Department of Corrections.
Yes, sir.
And we thank you for your service. And I guess one of the simple rules is if you can keep kids busy, they stay out of trouble. So that's wonderful that we have that opportunity here in Du Bois. And Gavin Rigdon, who's going to be one of the boxers, you're taking on his legacy, and you're working for the Department of Corrections.
Yes, sir.
Well, thanks again for your service, and I appreciate that you guys are willing to help kids. They're definitely our future, and it really is as simple as give them something to do, and they're going to do something positive rather than get into some mischief. So I want to applaud you guys for that. And you have this event, I think you're calling it Mayhem in March.
Mayhem in March.
So it's coming up, just a few weeks to go.
It is. Yeah, and Randy, maybe you can tell them about some of the other boxers that are joining us on the card.
Yes. We have two really young up-and-coming fighters, Phoenix Egloff and Luca Smith. They're both 12 years old. They'll be fighting that night on the card. Outstanding young fighters coming up.
And where are they from, by the way?
Luca's from Dubois.
Oh, wow.
And Phoenix is from Punxsutawney.
Ah.
And that's another great thing that we're seeing and we're achieving. The kids that we're bringing from the surrounding area. We got guys, young kids coming over from Clearfield, all the way from Houtsdale, of course, in Dubois, Punxsutawney, Brookville, so St. Mary's. So we have kids are well aware of what we're doing in the gym and what Aaron has created over the years, and we're branching out.
That's great, and I'm glad to hear that there's a big area that's being pulled in to help support the organization. I know I grew up watching Muhammad Ali, and we always watched his fights and had a great time, and my wife is from the Philippines, and she's a huge Manny Pacquiao fan. And I laugh when I see the big crowds that crowd around a television to watch Manny Pacquiao when he was fighting. I guess he's semi-retired, but it's always in your blood.
Like, yes.
Law enforcement is always in your blood. And once you're a cop in any capacity, it sticks with you. And your compassion for people is always well noted. And, you know, I think a good point to make is a lot of times people think of boxing as just banging heads. But, you know, even Muhammad Ali used to always try to teach morals and quality behavior. And that is something that's often forgotten. And with Manny Pacquiao, he's been very generous in his community, and he's donated to a lot of causes. So boxing is more than just busting heads. It's helping the community. And a lot of people today may not realize that unless they're involved in it. And that's something that has had a little less of a focus since the greats like Muhammad Ali aren't around any longer.
We definitely like to think it's a little bit more than just punching people in the face over at the WPAL. We're trying to build champions inside and outside of the ring.
And that is fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the event. I'm very curious. Is it like done in series, like the
sure.
whoever wins the first fight goes on to the next, or how does that work?
Sure, happy to fill you in a little bit more. One of the other boxers out of our gym that's also competing is Nathan Pineda. He's 16 years old. He'll be competing at 160 pounds. We're really excited for Nate. He's been training for a while and finally got permission and the ability to get matched up on the card. So that's an amazing opportunity for him. So as far as what goes on at Mayhem in March this year, right now we have 18 fights.
I imagine he's from Kuwait.
Oh, and Nate, he's from Kuwait. So his family moved here and, you know, got the opportunity to train under Coach Randy, and has been doing a great job. He is really, really sharp, and again, just having him in our gym has been great for the other kids, getting to learn about him and his culture. So just an unbelievable kid. So excited to put him into the ring and give everybody a show there on March 7th. But to the event and what happens, 18 fights scheduled. Two of them are developmental bouts at this point, which means that they are unexperienced fighters getting their first opportunity in the ring. The coaches will be on the apron coaching them through the bouts, making sure nobody can, you know, really get hurt. They're evenly matched and they're helped through. It's a great way for kids to get the experience of being in the ring, especially in front of a large crowd. The rest of the bouts are matched bouts. These bouts are judged by officials. They're different lengths depending on their experience and age, but they will be fighting for belts. We have custom title boxing belts, leather with customization done locally that will have our event logos on it. They're really beautiful belts. We've done these for a few years, and people come from a long way to fight for these belts. And specifically for this event, we have gyms coming from Detroit, from Maryland, Virginia, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Ohio, Pittsburgh, always, and I'm probably missing some of the other places, but we really bring people from all over the region to come compete on this card, and it's a really a great sight to see. So if you haven't been there, I highly recommend coming and checking out the scene. It's a night unlike any other. We have a red carpet event, photographers taking pictures. You can get your photo with the boxers or the Miller Lite ring girls. It's very unique. We've definitely built something special. This will be our 14th boxing event in Dubois, and it's really it's a well done night. We have great volunteers and sponsors that have put it all together, and Gavin will be getting his first opportunity there. And I'd love to hear about Gavin, your training. How are you feeling?
Aaron, I'm feeling great. I think it's definitely a learning progress. I got a lot to learn still, but I'm very excited to get in that ring and see what it's all about.
Yeah, and we're really excited for you.
It sounds like a great event that's going to be very exciting to see. I don't recall, how long is a typical match? You mentioned you have 18.
I think the average for the event will be 3 2-minute rounds because we're predominantly youth-focused gym, so most of the kids competing are going to be under 18 and novice fighters, so a lot of those are the shorter bouts. But you will have a few open bouts, which means they are 10 bouts or more in their experience, so they'll get some of those 3-minute rounds. But overall, shorter bouts. The night will take probably about 3 to 4 hours.
That's not bad at all. That's just like watching Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, well, in our event, it's a well-oiled machine at this point. We've been doing it for so long. Everybody knows where to be and how to kind of get their way around, and it moves pretty well.
Experience is a great educator, so you're probably really getting on target with having a great event. Well, awesome. Now that we have people excited and interested in going, how do they get tickets for your event?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do. There's two opportunities. You can stop by the gym at 37 East Long Ave and pick them up, or you can go right to our website, team814.org.
Team814.org. Remember that. You can go online and get your tickets for this great event. And it's March 7th. What time does it start?
Doors are opening at 6 o'clock, and the first bout's at 7.
6 p.m. and it starts at 7. You might want to get there early to get a good parking spot. And do you have any tricks on the parking? I thought I better ask you that since it sounds like you're having a big crowd.
Yes, the best trick that you mentioned was get there early for sure. We do have the extended parking down towards the church there. There's a small lot on the corner that I know they don't mind if that we utilize. So get there early, find a good spot. Those doors do open at 6. Make sure you're in line, get a seat. We have sold out most years the event has happened. So get your online ticket, reserve yourself a seat. Last year was standing room only, so that could happen again.
Gotcha. Well, that is good to hear that it's well attended. Are you going to have any food options there? Well,
yes. So there's two ticket options. There is the VIP ticket, which includes a pre-party with heavy hors d'oeuvres, or throughout the night. They serve some stadium-type food, so you'll find maybe some nachos and pretzels and maybe hamburger. I don't know exactly what the menu is, but they do a good job to make sure everybody's fed.
Well, that's great. They'll have some good stuff. And everybody loves nachos and burgers and what have you, so that'll be great. Well, remember to get your ticket and be there early. We're going to go ahead and go to another message, and we'll be right back to hear more about Mayhem in March.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Okay, we're back on the Contact Show. I am Pat Shea, and if you're just joining, we have Aaron Beatty, the executive director of the Du Bois branch of the Western PA Athletic League, Western PA Police Athletic League, and we have Randy Strickland, who's the head coach, and we have Gavin Rigdon, who's one of the boxers. So, Randy, I am curious, what in the world makes you interested in coaching boxing after you've retired from the Department of Corrections?
Well, to put it quite simply, one of my childhood friends who has a very, very outstanding boxing team in Pittsburgh, USA 412, Jim Hoy, he was a basketball coach like I was when we were younger. And I did that for over 20 years. And it was always about the kids when I coached. So when I got approached by Jim Hoy and Aaron, they had the line of thinking like I did. It was all about the kids. So naturally, I didn't know anything about boxing as far as training, but I learned. I won't put a kid in the ring until they're absolutely ready. And like I said earlier, it's all because of how Aaron thinks and how Jim Hoy thinks. It was right along my mindset, all about the kids. That's why I do this.
Well, that is fantastic. And like we said before, if you give them something positive to do, that keeps them out of the mischief.
When they're in that gym, we all know where they are every night.
Gotcha. That's true. And Gavin, as a boxer, I'm curious, what in the world makes you willing to get in the ring and get punched in the head?
It's a good question, sir. My whole life growing up, I was always into combative sports. I always thought it was super fun. You know, I feel like everyone has that manly instinct to want to do something like that. But I looked into their website at one point because I was looking around, finally at the point where I'm like, all right, I need to learn something self-defense related and, you know, be able to protect myself. I'm a new father of a kid, year and seven
well,
months
congratulations.
Now.
Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So I'm learning a lot all at once. So I saw their site and I looked into it and I had a conversation with Coach Strickland the one day. I just came into the gym. He approached me and he showed me exactly how it was, and ever since then it hooked. I loved it, everything about it. And another good thing is, since being in the military, like I said about wanting to do combative sports, we did combative training there, and that was like a little bit of tip on the iceberg, you know what I mean? Push you into it, makes you excited about doing that, and I really liked it when we did it, so I wanted to explore more things like that.
Well, self-defense is a great thing to be aware of, and thanks for your military service. And I have to be honest, I've never heard of combative sports before. I've heard competitive sports, but combative, I guess, is just a little hyper-competitive, but that is good to hear. And Aaron, you have had a real heart for reaching kids and doing things in the community. Was that your first focus when you were opening up WPL here in Du Bois? Was it boxing, or did you have a different focus at that time?
It was always the kids. I learned that this area needed it. I learned that I needed it when I was younger. I got in a lot of trouble when I was a kid in this area. And if we would have had a door that was always open like the gym is now, I think things could have been different for me. I was very fortunate to have a strong support system and the, you know, won't quit attitude that I have, which has gotten me to where I am. But not all the kids have that. Not all the kids have a strong male influence in their life that is very important. So we want to give kids role models. We want to give kids structure and discipline. We want to give them confidence in themselves. So after being around WPAL gyms and, you know, good people like Jimmy in Pittsburgh, I knew that if we could have that impact here in Dubois, there's a lot of people's lives that we could change. So when I brought the idea to the powers that be in this community, people stopped saying this is what you should do. They started saying this is what we should do. And quickly it caught on. And within about maybe 6 months of conversations and planning, we had identified a location, we had secured major sponsors, and renovations had begun. And it was a slow build for us to get that place in the position that we did. But when we got to open the door just kept opening and people kept coming in. And as I mentioned, you know, we're over 10 years in and over 4,000 years, and the success stories, you know, I just can't count them. And they're all different shapes and sizes. People that have gone through trouble and gotten out of it, or people that have just found a solace there and taking that just to stay in their, you know, lane.
There's definitely a huge need for this, I think, today more than ever. And one of the things I was talking to somebody about the other day is with the way prices have gone, everybody that I know is adding a second job and they're homeless with their kids. And there's a lot of kids that are being left alone to do whatever they want. And a lot of them have their face stuck in a computer screen or a tablet. And it's good to give them a physical outlet. And I'm thrilled to hear that it's here. Let's mention again about how they can get tickets. Would you mention it again, please?
Same. Team814.org is our website. You can find information about the program there. Also WPALDubois.org to learn more about the program. Great resources, great information. The whole organization, you can learn at WPAL.org, Western Pennsylvania Police Athletic League. And if you have questions, you know, reach out to us. Our email is info@WPAL.org. You can call the gym, 814-299-7640. We're here. We want to be a longstanding part of this community and support it. We want to help the kids. Again, the success stories that we have, they are countless. We're creating relationships. We're trying to steer career paths. We have multiple kids getting into law enforcement, armed services, emergency medical services, and that wasn't always the goal. The goal was to keep kids out of trouble. Now it's gotten to be so much bigger than that. So.
Gotcha. Well, thanks, guys, for being here today. I appreciate the information. And folks, if you're listening, remember March 7th, be there at 6 p.m., for Mayhem in March. And how about your address, Aaron? I didn't ask you about that.
37 East Long Ave.
Gotcha. You can stop by and Aaron or someone will be happy to help you with tickets. Maybe they'll give you a little tour of the gym. You'll be very impressed. And you'll be able to get your tickets in person, online, or you can even call for information. So folks, this is a wonderful opportunity to support kids and to have some fun. So thanks for listening, and thanks, Aaron, Randy, and Gavin, for being here today.
Thanks, Pat. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.